Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Will the narcissist change? Three reasons why it's unlikely. This is Lynn, your host of the Moving Forward with Hope Narcissistic Abuse Recovery podcast. So this question, will the narcissist change, is among the top searches as it relates to narcissistic abuse and narcissism as a whole. It is researched and asked time and time again. Today, we're going to take a moment and address this question and topic and broaden it out a bit. It's a very important question to ask. In fact, it's so important that the answer to this question may just dictate your future move. So delicate thought goes into the response. First, are you in a relationship with a narcissist? On my website, I have 60 plus questions that you can ask to see if you're in an abusive relationship with a narcissist. So I invite you to go on that. I'll drop the link so you can take that quiz. Manipulation is not new. People have been trying to deceive and control others for centuries. If you want to dive into the tactics and have a synopsis of narcissistic personality disorder at your disposal, I invite you to pick up a copy of Master Manipulators to go in deep. This book will elaborate on the tactics that are used. I also have an introductory guidebook called Overcoming the Devastation of Narcissistic Abuse. It's available on Amazon. I'll put that in the description below. But back on topic, will the narcissist ever change? Has there been a cure for narcissistic personality disorder? At the time of this article, and today is July 6, 2021, there has not been one documented case of someone with narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD, to be cured. Let's let that sink in for a moment. Let's just take a breath in. There has not been one person cured. Now, why is this the case? We have many great professionals, counselors, and therapists today. And they can diagnose. But let's take a look at the three reasons why narcissists will not change. There's definitely more reasons beyond three, but today we're just going to look at these three. First, narcissists do not want to be cured. The life of narcissists, albeit, yes, they have interpersonal dysfunctional problems, but it seems to be working just fine for them. Why would they volunteer to get things sorted out? There are many reasons for this. One, they'd have to admit there's a problem. Two, they would have to take ownership or responsibility for the issue. But narcissists are infamous. They do not admit things are a problem. They have tactics set up, which we're going to take a look at, so that they can divert the attention elsewhere. But narcissists do not admit there's a problem. Houston, is there a problem? It is not common for a narcissist to take responsibility and to correct a problem. Instead, in a keen way, they find a way to turn the tables and find a way so it will either be your fault or your responsibility to correct the issue using their manipulation tactics. At any surface of a problem, they are masterful in creating obstacles so they can deny there is a problem. The more there is denial of a problem, there is no problem to fix. And this is the mindset of the narcissist. If they cannot fix it through denial, then they use other forms of manipulation and deception, or even create a diversionary tactic so they can continue on their way. If they can continue to deceive others and to manipulate their way around a topic by creating a diversion, there is little motivation for them to change. Their way to solve is through manipulation and to get you to think differently. Once they have you brainwashed into believing their story, they win. So what do they have to change? What motivation is there? The motivation is the game to get you to buy into their story. Next, what's love got to do with it? Narcissists have been known to say what you want to hear. Have you been there? Will they say they love you? Of course. When it comes down to love in action, will the narcissist perform? What do you think? What have you seen? What does your evidence tell you? The narcissist operates in a triangle of a cyclical pattern of behavior, which starts off with blasting you with favorable compliments. This is called love bombing, and even actions that can be considered over the top. Many believe that upon meeting the narcissist for the first time that they have found their true love. You see, to the narcissist, it has nothing to do with love. It has all to do with what they can get out of the relationship or how they can benefit from it. To learn more about this cycle of abuse, click on Why Narcissistic Abuse is So Devastating. I'll put that in the description as well. So you've guessed it. It is all about them, and not just in this first stage of a relationship. It will always be about them. There is not a time when they feel so inclined to switch things up. You will be highly disappointed over and over again if you are in a relationship with a narcissist. Will they change? They see no reason to. Things are just fine the way they are. They receive supply, they receive attention, they feel powerful, and they are keen in deflecting their level of responsibility. What's to change? Many people are motivated to do the right thing based on solid commitment, mutual respect, love in a relationship, common objectives, etc. But when it comes down to love with a narcissist, it may be better to love an ice cube, as there is more warmth there. It is not about love. And if you find yourself in a relationship with a narcissist, realize that love can be faked. Now, will the narcissist make an effort to change? The one thing that a narcissist will do is to fake their efforts toward change. Yes, yes, that's right. If a narcissist was given an ultimatum to change, they may perform in such a way that it gives the impression that they have changed, and they may do it for some time. They can fake it for quite a while. They can wear a smile. They can say nice things and even do nice things for a while, so you will buy into their scheme. Yes, it is a game. They are trying to pull the wool over your eyes, so you believe in the game and believe that they have either made an effort to change or are continuing to work on it. Will they have excuses? You better believe it. Excuses that you have never heard will now be discussed. You will try harder to keep the relationship intact until you see this is a game and it's cyclical. So what are we supposed to do? So if you find yourself in relationship with a narcissist, it may be wise to think about your relationship and your goals. Your best move to make in the interim is to find ways to learn about narcissistic abuse. You're in the right place. Absorb as much information as you can and think about instituting a no contact policy. I'd love to help you in your journey. Sometimes we need someone who understands narcissistic abuse, who has walked in our shoes, and who gets it. We can set up a brief call on Zoom, or maybe you prefer email. I will include information in the description of how to set up some time with me. This is Lynn, and this is the Moving Forward with Hope podcast. Please visit our website, which is movingforwardafterabuse.com, and follow us on our social media channels. And we will see you in the next podcast. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.